Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I understand you're not making any money, but it's still a side hustle.
Okay, tell the whole world that.
I don't mean here. Okay, she's also making no money here either. But the good thing is you have lots of titles.
You're a rock star.
Oh my God. Ever taken that to the water company? Do you know who you're billing?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so dark.
I just want to say, for the last few days...
No thoughts, just sounds.
We're just... And especially since, like, TAC, we just... Okay, here's some behind-the-scenes stuff. TAC comes into the room, goes out of the room. He's the hardest-working man.
Oh, absolutely.
You go out and record traffic and do other things, too, but, like...
He has strong timelines or, like, a deadline set, whatever.
When you leave the room, a lot of times, Aaron and I just have other conversations, like, hey, should we talk about this story in the news, or should we talk about that? For the last few days, we literally just go... We don't even talk to each other. No. I all of a sudden she's like, huh. And I'm like, huh. And then she's like, And we're just,
oh wow,
full on feral cave people.
I thought something's wrong with the mics. I've been tweaking. I'm like, what's that sound I keep hearing?
In here. We literally made that version of it. Her version is my favorite one because like, it's so high, and we're just like. Because I can't. Something's not right.
Something's weird.
Something's not right.
And you guys are almost, it seems like you're like synced up in your something's not rightness, whatever that is.
Well, I mean,
like,
we are both Aries, but.
Yeah, and then you both come in and it seems like you're both like tired on the same, it's like you guys weren't together or anything, but it's like, oh man, last night. And you're like, I know, right? And like, but you were just at home. You're synced up in your disgruntledness. Yeah, I guess.
It could also be we have some deadly virus that we both got at the same time. I'm like, yesterday,
yeah,
I was only got to work because of autopilot amounts of tired.
Oh, no.
I was asleep for a chunk.
Wow. I wasn't quite to that point.
I was narcoleptic.
Oh, but
wow.
And then I don't know.
Yeah, because this has happened a couple of times where we're like, how you feeling, bud? And then you go dark for a while and you've fallen asleep again.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, when I get COVID or whatever.
Thankfully, you're normally home when it happens. You're never like in line at Starbucks.
But. Right. But the last couple of times I've had something COVID-esque, I don't even tell. Do you test anymore?
No.
Do you care?
No.
You're like, no, this feels terrible. Who cares? Mm-hmm. I'll be through it in a few days. But yeah, I'll just like, I'll walk around the house, I'll do stuff, and I'm like, ooh, I'm going to sit down and read this art. And then I get up and it's tomorrow. And I'm like, what? What?
Yeah.
What?
That was a boring article.
Anyway, Aaron has another hat.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm trying to be a productive member to society and stop doing this dread stuff. So I want to be helpful.
The show's trying to be better.
Yeah.
TX trying to be better.
Absolutely.
I'm not trying to be better, but two thirds means majority.
Yeah.
I've even started reading again. Can you believe it?
I love that. Yeah. What are you reading?
I have a book that I've been working on forever. It's called The 48 Laws of Power. I'm sure you've probably heard it.
Nice.
Just audiobook, man. You want to read?
Yeah, I think it's good for me. So it's part of just my change. I'm finally like getting back to it. But now I don't even know what law
Where
I'm on.
Where are you when you
That's
read?
Okay.
Just like on the couch in the mornings. Just like my son wakes me up and I come down, and I used to just get on social media and scroll and just get in a bad mood, and so I'm like, I'm just gonna read. I'm just gonna not do that.
Wow,
I love that. You should read too. Yeah.
I can't.
I almost forgot how. It's been so long.
Fully narcoleptic, you know, like right now.
Rio, what's this word?
I would, dude. You know, I would if I sat down and read the 48 lies, I would get to four.
Okay, what about?
Yeah, yeah. I need more books. So I'm open to all
books. The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. I've heard of that one.
You just mentioned a book, Wherever You Are, Wherever You Go, There You Are, or something like that. Yeah. I want to read
Rick
stuff
Rubin
like that.
Actually recommends that book. Okay. And he's like my new spirit animal.
Cool.
Gotcha.
Okay. And so is Jay Shetty.
I'm currently reading The Divine Comedy, so that's where I'm at in life.
We suggest you all turn the radio off and go curl up with a book.
But we're all trying to
Two
be better.
Two out of three of us are trying to get better.
Yeah.
And Erin...
I want to get better.
She decided, this is one of the stupidest things she's ever said.
No.
She was like, I'm going to do something good. I'm going to give a kidney away. And I was like, you're dumb. You're not doing that.
No,
that's stupid.
That was a lot.
And you're not doing that.
I cannot.
Correct.
I would get denied.
Correct. So you found a different outlet.
I did.
You found another guy to take your kidney?
What do you want off of here?
He's in the alley just over here.
She just stands on a street corner in a trench coat and opens it up and says, whatever's in here, you can have.
You got it.
Yeah, take it.
No, I found an app called Be My Eyes. And basically what it is, it's an app for blind people. So They make video calls, and they basically ask for help. And it might be like, hey, can you tell me which tie is blue, which tie is what? Can you point out where the whole milk is in this, I don't know what they're called at the store? The
cooler?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you're going to do great. Oh, my God. If I'm a blind person, and I'm like, thank God I've got help. And then it's just like,
it's me.
No, I just need,
So I downloaded the app. I signed up. And it turns out, I'm opening it now.
What's it called again?
Be My Eyes.
Okay.
This is a real thing. Yeah. This isn't a scam.
No, it's a real thing.
Blind people know about it?
Yes. There are 703,842 blind members.
And
there are 7,777,562 volunteers. So if I get a phone call, I will abandon ship.
You'll bounce out of the studio.
Absolutely.
So it's like a FaceTime call?
Yeah.
Wow. And so how do you know it's from them? It's just the app.
You get an alert from the app.
I see.
It's like answer.
Yeah.
And they're like, which one's the orange crayon? And you're like, this one.
Sure.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But what would they do?
I don't know.
What if they're doing something nefarious?
Then you can report them. I don't know.
It seems like a great idea.
I like how there's so many volunteers.
Yeah.
Like that's heartwarming.
Let's get behind that. Why are there so many? Why are there so many more?
Because there are good people out there still.
No, they're trying to pretend to be good while still being nefarious.
Mm.
We need like 6 million people to stop volunteering.
Yeah.
On that site.
Delete your account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, delete your account immediately so Erin has a chance. And no, you don't have to leave the room. We all want to, like, if it happens while we're on the show.
Yeah, I want to be a part of it. I want to see it happen. Okay.
We're going to set up a little thing in the studio. Like we have sound effects in the studio that like go off. Like if we know somebody's from Florida, we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So if the app calls, the sound effect will be.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.